Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to podcast episode number 170, being recorded on January 19th, 2009. Well, we're on the eve of the inauguration of President Obama, and I can imagine quite a few history teachers and other teachers around the country are thinking about what they're going to do tomorrow in the classroom. Specifically, in my classroom, we will be watching the inauguration when it is on live. I have five classes throughout the day, so we probably won't do the same thing in each class, but I know that during the actual swearing-in process, we'll be watching it live in my classroom on TV. And there's a ton of amazing resources out there for studying the inauguration and to involve your students. I'm going to talk about just a couple tonight, and the first one is actually two different applications at one website. And I first saw this on Twitter, and I looked back today and I tried to find who actually posted it on Twitter, and I couldn't locate the tweet that had it in there. What happened was I saw it earlier in the day and I bookmarked it, and I wasn't able to locate the person, but again, a great example of how you can use Twitter for educational purposes. I know people sometimes come up and say, you know, Twitter is basically people talking about what kind of cereal they ate, or they're going to the grocery store and stuff like that. But these were some particular links that people were putting on Twitter today. And just going through it tonight, there were a bunch of people posting some links about, hey, there's a great activity here, or, you know, check out this website about the inauguration. So these are actually from Twitter, but again, I'm sorry, I cannot find the actual tweet that that I can give credit to the individual person. The first site that I want to talk about is from the New York Times, and this is an incredible site, very interactive, and obviously this would be of great use tomorrow in class on the actual day of the inauguration, but I think in the future this would be a great thing for any class that's studying history or public speaking, government. I think this would be a great site to use with a variety of high school classes. I'll probably show it to my 8th grade class tomorrow as we talk about the inaugural address. But what this site does is called Inaugural Words, and again, all these links will be on the website, so if you go to the website at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, I'll have links to these applications. But this is from the New York Times, it's called Inaugural Words, and when you come to this site, and I'll have a screenshot on the blog also, it's got a timeline of all the presidents in United States history. And you just move your mouse over the specific president, and you just click on that image of the president, and then down below, to the left, it has a picture of the president. It's got the year of the inaugural address. It has a very short one-paragraph description of the inaugural address by that president. And if it's a president that's been elected more than once, then there's different inaugural addresses, obviously, for the different time periods. But then, below the picture of the president, it has a link where you can click on and get the full text of the address, which would be really great for classes that want to actually look at individual speeches from presidents at the inauguration. And then, this is the really cool part of the website, you click on below that and it says Article from the Times Archive, and you'll see a PDF of the front of the New York Times on the date following the inauguration. So you can see exactly what the New York Times looked like the day after that president gave the speech, and, you know, what the press thought of it and things like that. To the far right, you'll see a word cloud. And those of you that listen to the podcast know that I've talked about Wordle before. And this is kind of like Wordle. It takes the words that are used the most often in the inaugural address, and it gives preference to the ones that are used the most by making them larger. So you can get a sense for what the president was talking about in his inaugural address just by giving a quick glance at the word cloud. And to give you a quick example, when Abraham Lincoln gave his address the first time, the most important word that he talked about was Constitution. And you can scroll your mouse over, and for example, in the first inaugural address of Lincoln in 1861, he used the word Constitution 24 times. And it's an interactive site, so then you can click on that, and it'll show you the 24 times that the word constitutional was used but it shows it to you in context of the rest of the inaugurational speech. And then the other words that Lincoln used a lot in his first inaugural, besides Constitution, were law, union, people, government, states, right. And then it goes through and it gives you about 30 words or so. And you can click on any of them and you'll see it in the context of the speech. When you move to the second inaugural address that Lincoln gave, the most important word that the most commonly used word that he used was war. He used that 12 times. And then the second most common word that he used was God, which is kind of interesting. And then offense, nation, union, neither, right, and interest were the other words. So it's really neat to go through the different presidents, and you can look and see what kind of the general theme of their speech was by looking at the word cloud. I was looking at the one for FDR in 1945, and the word that he used the most in 1945 was peace. And so just you kind of get a sense for what they were talking about and what their idea was. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Obama and what that word cloud looks like. You can create your own word cloud from the inaugural address simply by taking the text of the address, which will be commonly available after tomorrow, and then again making a Wordle out of it. And if you haven't checked out Wordle, go ahead and check it out. It's Wordle, and then it'll make a word cloud that you can make all kinds of different colors and shapes and sizes, and again give preference to the words that are used the most by making them larger. And it's just kind of a neat thing to do. I did a podcast about it earlier this year about taking the text of the Constitution and making a Wordle out of it. So that's one application from the New York Times. And then if you go to the New York Times homepage, or again the link that I'll provide to you on the blog, they do have a multimedia inaugural day and parade route feature on the website, which is really neat. There's 10 different screens, and you can go through the 10 different screens, and it's an animated look at what the president's going to be doing that day, what Obama will be doing that day on the inauguration. And it's kind of like a Google Earth effect. It actually shows you the parade route. It shows you where the actual platform is, and then where the president will go after the inauguration, after the swearing in, the route that he's going to take. Then it's got some historical things that pop up, too. So two really great things from the New York Times. Very, very well done. And stuff that you could easily pop up on your screen and show your kids in class tomorrow during the inauguration. The other site that I wanted to show you very quickly is just kind of a neat site if you want to put up something in your classroom on Inauguration Day. It's a mosaic made from the newspaper front pages the day after the election. So someone took one of the mosaic software programs and they took about 600 newspapers, front covers, and they made a mosaic of just basically Obama standing there kind of in profile. And it's really neat. I printed one off about a week ago and put it in my classroom. And it's done so that you can see that it's actually the front pages if you look close enough at it. And then, of course, from a distance, it looks like any of those mosaic things where you can actually see and make out that it's Obama. So I did put a link on there for that. I put one on the website so you can see what it looks like. And you can download it in a couple different formats, very large if you want to print it out on something really large, or the one that I printed out was just the smaller one, and that fits really well on an 8x10 piece of paper right out of the copier. So just kind of something neat to put in your room and kind of gets kids to talk a little bit and discuss the new president a little bit. So that's me on the eve of the inauguration. I will not be there, obviously. I'll be like many teachers across the country watching it with their students. There's a couple teachers that I know that will be there, and I'm anxious to hear their stories and see their pictures. And then, of course, I'll be following it on Twitter as well. Andy Kevin from NPR has been doing a lot of tweeting about preparations, and he'll obviously be there reporting as part of the media, but he's been doing a lot of prep work on saying what D.C.'s been like today. I know today he had one tweet earlier today that talked about how it was taking about an hour to get a Metro card for the Metro subway in D.C. So, you know, just little things like that that are just kind of interesting, and how Washington will be affected tomorrow during the inauguration. So, well, that's all I got for tonight. Have a great inauguration day tomorrow. It'll be very historical. And if you have any comments about things you're doing in your class or things that you did, if you're listening to this after the inauguration, if you'd like to share those, go ahead and leave a comment on the blog post. Or if you'd like to email me directly, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.